is 12:45 hours Eastern Standard Time, 12:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a local time. It's 38 seconds. It's Tuesday afternoon, 17 December 2013.
And yourself?
Oh, I've been better.
I understand that.
Been here
for as long as me. I know. I've been here with you. I walked in with you.
Yeah.
Why are you here? I'm sorry.
No, it don't matter. My dog, somehow got loose. And him and my neighbor at the hill dog got into a tussle.
Yeah.
And I paid for the dog's vet bill to be out. And I paid everything that the vet told me I needed to pay.
Yeah.
And so a week or two goes by, and I get a phone call from the man that my dog. So I go up there, and he said that somehow his dog had pulled the stitches out. Well, he wanted me to pay for all that. I'm not doing that. Because it's not my fault. I paid to get the dog fixed. I'm not paying to keep it fixed.
Right. So
he sent me over. Not to get rid of it.
No, you did the right thing. Your name?
I mean, I paid for his dog to be brought out of the...
What's your name, sir?
Bradley Paul.
Mr. Paul, nice to meet you. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
And so, that's what I'm here for.
Is this a small claims court or is it a criminal court?
It's the one on the end. I mean,
okay.
I got into... what kind is it? General Sessions.
Okay. That's small claims.
Yeah, and he sued me for $650 or $700-something for warm compresses. That wasn't my fault that I pulled the stitches out.
Nope.
So that's all I'm here for, just to say that I paid to fix it, though, and do the right thing. Because I'm new to the area. I just bought the house.
Where are you from?
I'm not even Piney. In Sweetwater, up there in McMinn County,
right
next to the flea market.
I used to live in Sweetwater.
Right next to the flea market. Going down up there. I don't know if you ever drove out 68 through that when you was up there, but
yes,
Tommy Young's.
Okay.
You know Tommy Young?
I know of it, yeah.
Okay. They had some storage buildings down through there across the interstate from the flea market. You go down the hill towards Spring City. And out there is the road 298. I live on the first driveway on the left.
I see.
The greenhouse.
You used to live there?
No, I bought it. That's the house I'm living in now.
Oh, in Sweetwater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's right in McMinn County.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, I guess, from the interstate on in McMinn County.
I see.
And so, a man named... David Millsap.
Okay.
Brought me the paperwork. And...
Was a cop?
Yeah. Him and
Banner?
Yes, sir.
They all read your complaint and they do not wish to hear any evidence.
Okay.
And we'll just leave it at that. I did another person in the grand jury read the complaint to them.
Okay. Can I get the paperwork back?
No. We've marked off on it and I'm going to put it in our files.
Can I?
Showing what it was.
A copy of the...
Well, I think you've got copies. I've seen copies floating around, so...
I've got a copy of the document as was administered going in. I don't have a copy of it with any signatures or any other administration.
You won't get the signatures from the... you're not entitled to the signatures of the grand jurors. Their identities are not disclosed in public.
So the document that says approved or disapproved is...
It's been signed by all of them as disapproved.
It's disapproved. And as in the past, you gave me the...
I gave you one the first time.
You've given it back to me.
I gave you one the first time showing you that they had all signed that and I shouldn't have, but I did anyway, trying to be cooperative with you. And by the way, just on a personal note, a couple of things that you've written in this petition are absolutely false.
Okay.
And let me tell you what they are.
Yes, sir.
You say in there that I blocked you from appearing before the grand jury, which is absolutely not true. Every time you've been there, I have gone by the statute and allowed three or all of them to look at your complaint.
Yes, sir.
So I don't appreciate you writing something on there that's absolutely false.
My only contact was with you.
Well...
I didn't see anybody.
I'm not responsible for your contact. I'm responsible for following what I believe to be as the law.
I can only report from my perspective. And my perspective as is today is I only have...
You have no evidence that I blocked you from seeing them. I told you evidence to the contrary that I had in fact given that to them. So don't come here and say you don't have any evidence. So I'm just telling you, from my perspective, you're writing false things and submitting them to the grand jury. That's all I'm going to say. Because it's absolutely false.
And yet, hey, Chapman.
Yes, sir. And one other thing, also, the grand jurors would like for him to...
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
The grand jurors would like for him to leave the entrance before they leave.
Yes. Yeah. So the time is 12:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Tuesday, the 17th of December, 2013. And Chaplain, I'll be zipping up here and going out with you.
I know. I you know, these zippers drive me nuts. I just don't want anything falling out. So. Yeah. Okay. There's that. Playing Middle Tennessee here in 2 weeks.
Who?
Navy.
Oh, Navy.
Yeah, it's the Armed Forces Bowl.
I didn't know there was any other service, sir.
Guy, very good.
Well, no, actually, think about it. Navy has an Army.
Yeah.
So why do we need an Army? Navy has an Air Force.
Yes, sir.
So why do we need an Air Force? And Navy has Navy, so, you know.
There are a couple of some Senate conference or of some sort or another. It goes back years. I heard this story when I was in postgraduate school, and that was a couple generals, and they're sitting together. And,
are you at Academy now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Class of 75.
Oh, that's when I went in.
So,
gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, one Army general said, make the one Navy admiral. Admiral turns to the general and says, you know, when you guys, they're doing, you know, budget appropriations, or they're fighting for money, one service over the other. And he says, you know, when you guys made the mistake, the admiral talking to the general, and the general looked at him, and he says, when you gave up your Air Force.
Yeah.
When you gave up your Air Force.
Yeah, buddy. Army Air Force.
Yeah. Because there used to be a United States Army. Now it's called the United States Air Force.
Well, we really don't need it. The Navy's got it all covered.
Godspeed, Chaplain.
God,
we'll see you around the campus. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Okay, I'm outside now in the parking lot, walking to my vehicle. Time is coming up on 12:59 p.m. 12:59, it's a minute before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, on Tuesday afternoon, the 17th of December 2013. I'm going to shut this thing down and call it a day.